Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
There's something to be said about the studio in the other part of the house that I don't use anymore. And what is to be said about that is that the cats cannot get in here. They come in here all the time and wreak havoc. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek. Last week? Yes. One of the cats destroyed my Sennheiser headphones. Yeah, that was an exciting adventure. Totally enjoyed that. This week, I walked in here and caught the other cat on top of my mixing board, messing with it. This is no lie. I wish I'd have had my phone with me. I would have videoed it. So when I started to record this radio show, the levels, everything was totally off, and I don't know how to fix this. You know, I'm not a sound engineer. I had somebody help me with all of the settings. All right, I've got this Behringer mixing board, multi-channel mixing board over here with all these buttons and everything. I didn't know, you know, so I had to call a former producer of mine on the phone and have him work me through setting this thing up, and I think it all sounds all right now. I hope so. Busy week, busy life, too busy, need to make massive changes, but I got pictures in the email. I got pictures in the email. And they were pictures of a weeping fig tree that it was in somebody's, in Florida, we call it the Florida room. Other people call it a family room. But it was in a Florida room in South Florida. And the leaves had dropped off of it like crazy. And the woman wanted to take it outside and plant it next to the windows, right where it is right now, except right outside next to the house, and wanted to know if I advised her to do that, and how could I get the leaves to stop dropping off of the Ficus benjamina or the weeping fig. One of my favorite plants, Ficus benjamina, or traditionally known as the weeping fig. Absolutely love it. At the house in Tarpon Springs, we had a nice, not a large family room or Florida room, if you want to call it that, but it was okay size. I forget the dimensions, but it held a sofa and two chairs and a table and stuff like that. And a television, you know, back when televisions were square, a good size television too, in a nice tall television cabinet, very nice tall television cabinet. And there was lots of room in there. You know, it was nice. And we had three weeping fig plants in there, good size ones too. And we put them in there. And when we put them in there, we bought them, we placed them in there. And the very first thing they did was drop most of their leaves. Now, understand, when you go to your nursery or you go to your garden center and you buy a weeping fig and you bring it home and you put it in wherever you're going to put it, what's going to happen is it's going to lose a whole bunch of its wing, of its leaves, probably 20% of them at least, which is a lot because you're going to have all these leaves on the floor. And you're going to be, oh, what happened? And then here's what everybody does. They move the plant around thinking they put it in the wrong place, and then it drops more. No. Okay, one of the things you have to understand about the Ficus benjamina, the weeping fig, as it's called, by the way, beautiful plant, but one of the things you have to know about it is that they're very temperamental. You put them where you want it, the leaves will drop, okay? But then, after that happens, the plant kind of calms down, starts relaxing, you let it dry out between waterings, and then you water it until you get runoff at the coming out of the bottom, you know, down into the little drip tray in the bottom. And that's it. During the growing season, you throw a little bit of Peter's 20-20-20 into the soil at half rate a couple of times during the growing season. And the leaves turn this beautiful, luscious green. And they're real shiny and very, very nice. And everything is wonderful until you decide you want to move it. And then when you move it, it drops all the leaves again. Or not all the leaves, but, you know, a good 20 to 30% of the leaves. They just fall off. You can't, you know, you have to decide where you want them. And then you have to leave them there. Because if you don't, they will get mad at you. Yes, your Ficus benjamina will get mad at you. Happens all the time. I get, you know, I get email on this all the time. So that's what you do with that, and that will stop that. So obviously the lady in South Florida moved the plant. Hang on here just a second. I have to squirt my cat who came in here. All right, there goes the cat. There. I have a squirt bottle now, and it's the younger cat, Ramona. She's the one who messed up the board. She's not allowed in here. I got to keep the door open, though, so she can wander in, but if she does, I'm going to squirt her. But anyway, she didn't tell me she moved the plant, but I could tell she moved the plant from the pictures. Other than that, the plant looks fine, you know, looks good. Now, about once a year, you know, and this is something that you got to do, or maybe once every 2 years, depending upon the size of the plant, you got to drag the thing outside to the lanai, and you got to take the hose to it, and you got to run water through it and just flush out all the garbage and stuff that's in the soil. All the soluble salts from, you know, the fertilizer and everything else. You got to do. Of course, what will happen as a result of that is a bunch of leaves will drop again. But, you know, you have to do that ever so once in a while. But other than that, they last a long time. Now, here's the next fun thing you can do. You can propagate it. I had a student who just absolutely loved to propagate the Ficus benjaminus. Now, it's kind of a woody plant, which some people think it's hard to propagate. And this young man just propagated the bejeejees out of it. And all he did was he took a flat tray, put potting soil into it, and took fresh cuttings off of them and jammed them in there. As a matter of fact, he did experiments. He would do half where he would dip it into root tone first, and then the other half, he didn't dip it into root tone. He just jammed it in the soil. And you want to know something? Surprisingly, they all seemed to root anyway. There was really not that much of a difference between the ones that he dipped it in the root tone. I myself would always dip it in the root tone. But, you know, that was his little project, and that's what he did, and it worked out fine for him. So now, the next part of the question that the lady asked is, can she take it outside and plant it next to the house? The answer is no. I forbid you to do that. I absolutely forbid you to do that, and let me tell you why. If you do that, what happens is, that they have a very extensive roots that grow, you know, which is why inside the house, we have to pop these things up once in a while into larger containers. And inside the house, I have even been known to take them outside, pull them out of the containers, and chop off a bunch of the roots, especially if they start working their way around the pot. I've been known to do that. When you plant these things outside, the roots just take off. And the example of that is the house that I owned just before I owned this one. The people who lived in that house, and that's a long, complicated story, but the people who lived in that house took a Ficus benjamina and planted it right outside the house next to the second bathroom. And they figured that that was a good place to plant it because it was in partial sun, you know, semi-shade, and that would be a good place, and it would flourish, and it would cover up, eventually cover up the bathroom window. And wouldn't that be nice? Well, it wasn't nice, because right after I bought the house, we were having all kinds of plumbing problems in that bathroom. Massive, massive plumbing problems in that bathroom. And I went out and I saw the ficus benjamina. I said, it's got to go. I cut that ficus benjamina down and right to the ground, but it still didn't die. It still kept coming back for more. So I had to be very serious about it. I took a large drill. It had a pretty wide trunk. And I took a large drill and I drilled holes deep down into the trunk. And then I poured salt in there and then added water. It still did not die. I drilled more holes. And then finally, I just took this large drill. I think it was a half inch bit. Maybe it was a 3/4 inch bit. I don't know. But it was a large jackhammer drill. And I just went out there and pulverized it until it just didn't exist anymore. And I decided I wasn't going to grow anything there anyway. And I took a herbicide called Pramitrol. And I saturated the ground right there where it was with the Pramitrol. And it took a while, but the Pramitrol worked its way into the soil. This was very drastic, mind you, and killed off the plant. And killed, you know, and then Roto-Rooter people came out and cleaned out the pipes. So no, do not plant your ficus outside under any circumstances. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am your friend. Have a wonderful garden.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crose. I am the chief geek in charge.
Yeah, that's me.
And we're going to, in this segment,
briefly talk about this fertilizer.
So let me pull the fertilizer up, the picture up, and we can examine it. So anyway, here it is. Let's take a look at this thing, shall we? Now, let me tell you, I'm even going to name names and tell you what the name of this stuff is. It is called Outside Pride Liquid Lawn Fertilizer. Lazy Man. It's a 12-4-8. Contains plant food, supplements, umates, and trace elements. Apply 8 ounces per 1,000 square feet once a month. All right, let's take a look at that. Let's read a little bit about what it says. Lazy Man 12-4-8 Liquid Fertilizer is perfect ratio for Bermuda grass and other lawn grasses. With its convenient, steady mix formulation, the liquid fertilizer contains a blend of quality natural lawn food supplements plus soil activators and liquid humus. It's great for quick lawn green up since the nutrients are absorbed by the leaves within minutes, avoids the messes and chemical hazards of harsh fertilizer. Give your lawn the Lazy Man liquid fertilizer treatment. Okay, now, let's talk about it. They're saying product features, fast, efficient absorption, more vigorous lawns from spring to fall, stimulates natural soil organisms. Just pay attention to the keywords. Complete nutrient uptake for less fertilizer waste. Now, let's talk about this. This is a liquid fertilizer. Use in any spray equipment. If you're using a hose end sprayer, set the mixture to apply 1 to 2 ounces of this product to each 1 gallon of water. Use 8 ounces of the fertilizer per 1,000 square feet of grass. Treat once a month during growing season. All right, now, you listened to what I just said, right? Did you hear things like, what did they say here? Let me find this here. Contains a quality blend of natural lawn food supplements plus soil activators. Well, let's see how natural this product is. According to the guaranteed analysis, the total nitrogen, the nitrogen's very important part, makes the grass green up and grow, is 12%. The phosphorus is 4%. The soluble potash is 8%. It also has copper, iron, manganese, molybdenum, zinc, and humic acid. Okay, so all of that's very, very good.
derived from urea. So the nitrogen source is urea. That is not a natural product. Okay, the potassium nitrate and potassium hydroxide, ETA irons, manganese, zinc, sodium molybdate, and leonardite ore. And there you go. That is the product. Not much of it's natural. The humic acid, yeah, that's kind of nice. It's a stimulator. But it is essentially a chemical fertilizer. But the nice thing about it is that it's going to be absorbed into the plant very, very quickly, so you're not going to have a lot of runoff. But now, how much does this cost to fertilize your lawn? Because you got to do it once a month. Well, they sell it. Let's pretend you have a 4,000-square-foot yard. Okay, they sell it in a 2.5-gallon jug for $34.99. Plus, I'm sure they're going to charge to ship it to you. But let's just go with $34.99, all right? How many times are you going to be able to fertilize your lawn with this product? Well, 2.5 gallons is 300, let's see. A gallon is 128 ounces. So we'll take 128 ounces. Times 2.5 equals 320 ounces, and 8 ounces per 1,000 square feet. You got a 4,000 square foot yard, 32 ounces. Is that right? 32 ounces. Okay, so we're going to divide that 320 divide by 32. You will be able, with that 2.5 gallon jug, according to their rates, treat your lawn 10 of the 12 months. That's pretty good. Depending upon where you live, that's going to last you all year, you know, because winter is going to come and you're going to stop. So it's going to last you more than a year, depending upon where you live. So that's good. If you've got a good way to apply this with a good hose and sprayer, that's going to be a halfway decent fertilizer. One of the things I like about the fertilizer is that besides having the three main fertilizer, the 12% nitrogen, the phosphoric acid, and the potash, those are the three main, it's got minor elements. It's got 0.005 of copper. Iron doesn't have a lot of iron. Wish it had more iron. It had a half of 1% of iron. Manganese, molybdenum, zinc, and half a percent of humic acid. So, you know, that's going to be all right. You know, and if you're disciplined, and this is going to be the key thing, is if you are disciplined to go out there once a month with that hose and sprayer and mix this stuff up and do your lawn's going to look nice. But because it is very fast release, there's no slow release nitrogen here, no slow release properties whatsoever at all. By the time that month is over, your lawn's going to start looking a little bit peaked. So you're going to want to get out there again and put it down again and again and again. I mean, every month you've got to do that. You've just got to be very religious. And the price is, you know, that's not a lot of money for fertilizer. That's actually a savings, but lots and lots of discipline. So, you know, do I like the fertilizer? I don't love the fertilizer. This woman, Betty is her name, wanted to know. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It's okay. It's better than a bunch of them, but not as good as it needs to be. So that, you know, but if you're going to go with a liquid, that's not a bad liquid to go with. I think they could make it a little bit better, but not a bad liquid to go with. So I would consider going with it. Myself, I'm cutting back on my fertilizer big time this year. Cutting back way, way, way big time. I've got and I'm only fertilizing the front yard, not the backyard. I've got 2,500 square feet in the front inside of the house, and I'm going to put a 40-pound bag of Milorganite on it, that's what it's going to get. And then I've got some liquid potash that I'm going to spray over the top, and I'm going to do that here pretty soon. It's really warming up in Florida, and I'm going to do that, and then I'm not going to touch it. Probably
I'm just not going to touch it probably until fall. I'm not as crazy about my yard this year coming up as I was last year. And who knows, I may be out of here and sell the house and move to South Florida. Who knows? Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
I have been getting tons of email about tree injections since I spoke about it last week. All kinds of questions, and I talked about the Mulgate tree injection probably being one of the better ones. In my opinion, it probably is the best one out there. And people are saying, how can I find a Mulgate tree injector in, you know, where I locally live? I went on the internet to look to see if there was a directory. I went on Mulgate's website, and I found no directory. So what you're going to have to do if you want to find someone locally to do it is look, you know, Google certified arborist and call them and see if they do Mulgate tree injections. That's going to be, you know, thing number one that you do. Oh, have I said who I am yet? This is Ask the Garden Geek. If I didn't say it, I'm saying it again. Maybe I said it once, I'm saying it twice. That means I'm getting old. I don't know. And I am Michael Kroos, your chief geek. The other question is this something I can do myself? In my humble opinion, but what does my opinion mean? But anyway, in my humble opinion, no. I wouldn't do this yourself. That being said, while I was doing the research on this, I popped up, you know, when I typed in Mulgate tree injection, what pops up? But Amazon.com. How's that, man? And right there is the Mulgate tree injection stuff. And they've got all kinds of them. And I can't believe that they're selling these to people, but they are. The Mulgate Isomel 4-millimeter tree injector combination of insecticide and fungicide containing imidacloprid and Debacarb, which is the fungicide. The imidacloprid is the insecticide, and the Debacarb is the fungicide. And how many do you get? For $93, it looks like you get 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, you get 12 of them. And I'm sure that it comes, and then they also have the Mulgate Systems Plus 6-mil all-purpose fertilizer tree injector pack of 24 of those for $67.86. And then they've got a Mulgate Inject-Amin Iron Zinc combination, 24 of them for $59. And there's just one with fungicide and phosphorus for $23, you know, so there it all is. Let's pop up one of these things and see if they give you instructions on how to use it. It just tells you all about it and tells you all this, but there's a label that tells you how to apply it. You take a drill, you have to drill into the bark of the tree down to the cambium layer. Now, I think, my own personal, I've done them. I know where the cambium layer is, but then again, I've been working in this field since 1972. And all of my students, when I was teaching horticulture, know where the cambium layer is. But if I'm a plumber from Oklahoma, and I've never done anything like this before, I might not know where the cambium layer is. And I might drill it in too deep, or I might not drill it in deep enough. You know, so hopefully the label, and I haven't seen a label in a long time, will tell you how to do that, and you can do this yourself, I guess. But it's nothing that I would... Here, is this a label that's popping up? Yes, this is a label that's popping up. Mulgate compressible microinjector insert hole feeder tube with flag gun sight opposite taper. I don't understand what any of this. You need a portable electric drill. You need an 11/64 inch drill bit.
You need a soft-headed mallet or hammer and a tape measure and an insertion tool. That's optional. And you measure the tree at chest height in inches, measuring the circumference and divided by the number of six to determine how many you use. Yes, they tell you how much to put in. Isn't that nice? You can save a lot of money doing this yourself. Again, I'm not sure I'm going to recommend that you do this. But it is very expensive. My buddy Stan Defridis, he's actually been on the show before. He charges buku bucks to do this. And I mean, you know, when Stan shows up at your house with his drill and his Mauger tree injectors, several hundred dollars are going to be leaving your wallet and going into his. To whereas, if you want to do this yourself, and I guess if you're going to do it, I would suggest the nutrient. I definitely would not suggest that you buy the insecticide ones to treat mites or borers or anything like that. I think I'm just going to say that is a specialized thing. I would be very wary about doing that one. But if you wanted to do the nutrient one, it's, you know, 60 some odd bucks. If my buddy Stan shows up to do it for you, he's going to get a minimum of like $80 to $90 a tree, probably more. And I'm just guessing that those are, you know, when I went out with him, it's got to be 15, maybe even 20 years ago. He was, you know, we'd go do like three trees. And we would do the nutrient, and then he would also put like a fungicide in one or two. The bill back then was always like $350. You know, he just really liked $350 bills that he would give to people for this, and they paid it, and they got the results. So, you know, doing it yourself, as far as the nutrient end of things is concerned, yes, I would probably, you could do that. But as far as using the fungicide or the insecticide, I'm saying no. It is available right there on Amazon. I stumbled across it. I wasn't looking for it. I stumbled across it. You can look into that. Again, I would advise if your trees are giving you trouble, I'm not talking about, you know, yet it looks like they need fertilizer. That's fine. Fertilize your trees. Use the Mauger. Use a granular fertilizer. Use anything that you want to. That's fine. But if you're seeing a fungus in your tree, if you're seeing your tree dropping a bunch of leaves, if you see little tiny holes with sawdust coming out and sap running, call an arborist. I mean, seriously, do not try and handle this yourself. Your trees are a big investment. And if the tree dies, I'm going to tell you something, it costs a lot of money to remove the tree. So call an arborist and spend the money to save the tree. Don't try taking care of beetles, you know, pine beetles or, you know, any of the beetles that get into oak trees or anything like that. Don't try doing that yourself. It's not going to be something that, you know, that you want to do. Although, I will tell you, on pine beetles, years ago, I had a lady, and this is many, 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 many years ago, I had a lady who wanted something totally natural. She had three pines out at the end of her driveway, and there was pine beetles in one of them. And she wanted nothing but totally natural. We took all natural diatomaceous earth. And this is back when I climbed ladders, and we made a paste out of it. I used liquid soap, and I poured it in there, and I made a paste, and I made it in this little bucket, and I climbed up, and I found the holes, and I jammed it into the holes with a putty knife and just sealed it up. And you know what? It worked. It did control, and then we also did a super-duper fertilization of her trees at the same time. You know, we fertilized the bejeejees out of the tree. But that actually killed the borers, the pine borers that were in her tree. And she didn't have them bad. Had she had them bad, you know, I said, listen, no guarantees here since you're saying let's go totally 100% natural. No guarantees. I said, I have no experience in this. I am doing this from information that I garnered from a guy in Redding, California, who swore that it worked. I have not seen any results saying it worked, but if you want to try it, we'll try it. you know, she even helped me make the paste, and I climbed up the ladders, and we jammed it in all of the holes. And thank God the pines were not that tall. Had they been real tall and it was way up the top, we couldn't have done that. And, you know, surprisingly enough, it worked. So that was something. As far as, you know, you taking the maguey that has imidacloprid in it and then the fungicide in it, and drilling the holes and injecting that yourself in order to control borers, for instance, or, you know, pine beetles or any of those things, I worry about that. I'm not sure I want you to do that. I think you're taking a big, big chance of not being successful, especially if you don't know where the cambium layer is of the tree, if you haven't figured that out. You know, maybe it'll work, but I would still call, you know what I would do? I would call an arborist and I would have him treat the trees this time, and I would go out there and I would watch and I would pay close attention. And then next year, you would know how to do it. And then I would do it myself. How's that? I'm all for saving money. You know, I'm just that kind of a guy. I'm all for saving money. So, you know, that's something to think about. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
So you know what I did this week? I shot a video. It'll be about a 5 or 6 minute video all about how to prune shrubbery. And the shrubbery that I pruned was it was Viburnum odoratissimum. And I set up the video camera. I didn't have help. It was just me. I set up the video camera on a tripod, and I sat there at one angle, and I went in and I started pruning. And then I pulled away, and then I zoomed it in a little bit, went back, did some more, moved the tripod, did some more, moved the tripod again, did some more. And, I probably shot a good 40 minutes worth of video, which now needs to be edited down. Oh, hi, everybody. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. In 2007, I was doing this all the time. My son, Zach, who in 2007 was like 12. Yeah, he was like 12. He's 22 now. But he was like 11 or 12. But we were doing that all the time. We were shooting video. Now, in those days, I had a video camera, digital video camera. It wasn't all that great of a camera, but it wasn't a bad camera. And as a matter of fact, we had two of them, and we shot tons of video. But the fun part, it was the father-son thing that we did, is we edited the videos. And the one thing that I know when I look at video is the editing is the most important part. And I used a program called Sony Vegas. Pro Video Editor thingy is what I used. And I still have that program. Now, I bought it brand new in 2008. That's the last updated version I have, is from 2008. I'm sure that there's a newer and better one than that. But I pulled the old one up and, stuck it on the newer computer that I have. And my goodness gracious, I'm sitting there watching all of the raw footage of how to do this. By the way, I did no narration, because the other thing that you have to do when you make video is you have to have really good audio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to record the narration separately into all of this professional recording stuff. But I started to lay out the video and start cutting out different sections to use in the video, and I absolutely forgot
how difficult that actually is. And then I realized that I had forgotten, I mean, literally, I had forgotten 90% of all the stuff I used to know about this. And I used to be reasonably good at this. You know, I was actually reasonably good. I think the last real video I made was in 2010 that I edited real well, and I was real pleased with it. And I don't know what, you know, Zach grew older, he kind of lost interest in it, and I went in different directions. And anyway, all the stuff got put away, and I've just decided I really wanted to get back into video again. So, like I say, I shot all of the raw footage of this, and then I sat down to throw it together. And throwing it together is just very, very difficult. And I want to share this stuff with you, but I, you know what I need to do? I think I'm going to, well, I'm going to South Florida this weekend to look at more properties. I need a Sunday when it's pouring down rain and I can't do anything outside, and I can sit in here and teach myself how to use this again. And I've done a little research, and I, as I understand it, the Sony Vegas, the newest version of that, is like a million times better. And I own that version. I have to now research and see if I can upgrade it for not spending a large amount of money to do that. And I spoke with a friend of mine who does professional video, and he says, oh no, you want the Adobe product. Well, I have Adobe Audition. This is my audio editor that I use. In that same suite, they have a video editor. I don't have the video editor as part of my service, and it would cost me $40 a month to add it. Whereas when I bought the Sony product, I think I paid $160 for it back then. I don't want to pay $40 a month for the, you know, the love of having a video editor. I'll just as soon, you know, and I'm semi-familiar. I mean, the more I've been playing with it, the, you know, the more I can do. But, you know, it's a long way to go. So I hope to provide for you in the not-too-distant future, as soon as I get my brain to work again, to edit videos. And my son is not going to help me. I've already asked him, and he's too busy. He's got a girlfriend and a life and all this stuff, and he doesn't have time to come over here and sit and help me. But, you know, I'm got to learn how to do again. And, you know, try all of these things. Got to tell you, you know, four years ago, I had three major surgeries in 7 days and all kinds of, you know, drugs and general anesthesias to go with that. And since then, I'm just going to be totally honest, I have lost the ability to do some things that I used to do. Excellent example. And by the way, if you've had multiple surgeries, I would be very interested in, you know, been under general anesthesia that many times in a short amount of time. I want to know if this is the same with you. I was with Zach today. We were out driving around. I used to know always where I was as far as which way was north, which way was south, which way was east, which way was west. You could put me anywhere. You could blindfold me, take me anywhere. And as soon as I got out into the world, I knew which way was north. I just instinctively knew which way was north. And I could not believe my daughter, terrible sense of direction. When I'm teaching her how to drive many years ago, she did not know. I said, go north. What does that mean? She, I had no sense of direction. I could not believe that there were people who were not that way. Right now, I do not know that. I mean, I can get around. I get around quite well, but I do not instinctively know which way is north. We came out to a main street in St. Petersburg, Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard. When we came out to it, I had to go north, but I wasn't sure which way to turn, you know, left or right. I did not know which way was north. My brain did not tell me. So my son had to say, turn right, Dad. Well, same thing with this video editing. It used to come to me very naturally. Now it's a struggle. I am learning how to do it, and I hope soon, as I, you know, relearn how to do all of this stuff, I will have some fun gardening videos for you. And the goal is to put like a video out once a week. You know, it's going to take me more than a week to get this one done, I'll tell you that. Oh, well, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.